Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare podcast. I'm Steve Hemphill. Our website is active-faith.org. Our goal is to take back territory, expel evil, and heal through spiritual growth. Today's topic is current challenges are rooted in past decisions. Current challenges are rooted in past decisions. Let me start with the NLT version of 2 Chronicles 15, 4 through 7. But whenever they were in trouble and turned to the Lord, the God of Israel, and sought him out, they found him. During those dark times, it was not safe to travel. Problems troubled the people of every land. Nation fought against nation, and city against city, for God was troubling them with every kind of problem. But as for you, be strong and courageous, for your work will be rewarded. Let me share with you, I get emails pretty often from people who I've met on trips and have questions about how to handle personal situations. So let me share an email with you that came recently, about 3 or 4 months ago. Hello, Steve. It was a pleasure to meet you at the evening event. When you spoke, you encouraged me to email you to share details and get your advice. I appreciate your movement and am grateful God has brought you into my life. I too grew up in a legalistic church, and I'm thankful for God's help in moving away from legalism. Here's a summary of what I'm experiencing. I've been having a series of disappointments or challenges, and there seems to be a pattern. I've prayed and declared out loud in the name of Jesus, coming against opposition, hindrances, and also rebuking the devourer, but haven't really seen the changes yet. Okay, let me stop right here and respond to that section. I'm going to say she needs to be specific. Bind and gag the demons of patterns and ruts so you can escape that rut. Also, is this a pattern for your family? Do your parents or grandparents, did they experience something similar? Read the book Purging Your House, Pruning Your Family Tree by Perry Stone. Okay, back to her letter. Above normal fallout seems to be happening, and there is a tremendous financial impact. I'm single, and Social Security only covers about one third of my monthly expenses. So my response here is, are you tithing? Not tithing can be a block to your financial blessings. Read Malachi 3 and realize Jesus didn't lower the bar, he raised it. Okay, back to her note. Various Bible studies and sermons over the past decade have opened my eyes and mind to many things about the unseen world and the authority given to born-again believers. Okay, amen. Look up Luke 10:19. He's given us an authority over all the power of the enemy. And here's some resources that might help you. Watch Demons versus Prayer, a 6-hour seminar we offer free on our YouTube channel. And listen to the Battle Plan podcast like this one. Additionally, she says, I'm learning about attachments and that some of my sinful decisions and choices have opened the door to darkness. My first memory of opening a door that did not need to be opened was using a Ouija board when they came out decades ago. I recall feeling guilt from this, along with great curiosity about the unseen world. So, in response here, I'm saying, I assume you've repented of this. Bind and gag the demons you connected with when you did this. Repent of that and bind and gag them. Also, ask God to help you realize all the other doors you've opened through past decisions or behaviors. Repent of all these things and ask God to free you from ongoing consequences from these sins or mistakes. Then back to her notes. She says, throughout most of my life, I've been quiet and behind the scenes. I attribute growing up in a small town with divorced parents and not having a father in my life in a time when divorce was rare at the time. So I would say here, claim Jesus as your father. Bind the demon of divorce that's attached to you and the consequences that have gone along with that. Forgive your father and your mother and anybody else, any other relative you need to forgive. Read Total Forgiveness by R.T. Kendall. Then she says, deep down, I was rebellious in subtle and quiet ways. Well, I'm going to say, repent of your rebellious attitude. Bind and gag the demon of rebellion. Then she says, in recent years, I chose to be promiscuous with many partners over a couple of years. Additionally, Porn became an unhealthy habit. Now, this is a woman. Porn is not just a man's problem nowadays. It's women and men. Satan has expanded his reach in this. So she says, additionally, porn became an unhealthy habit. By the grace of God, I have repented and have remained celibate for over 15 months. But it seems likely there are lingering attachments and possibly other forces of darkness harassing me. We've seen that many times. Episode 48 of Battle Plan also talks about that. I think it's 50 on the audio Battle Plan and 48 on the YouTube. So I said here, repent again of all sexual immorality and ask God for contentment in this area. Bind the demons of lust and promiscuity and porn. Also, it may be a generational curse, as mentioned earlier. So bind any demon of generational curses attached to your bloodline. Then she says, about 5 years ago, and before being promiscuous, I went through a freedom study and a weekend experience. Much was lifted off of me, and I felt better, but still yearned to be totally free, which led to going through another freedom study and another weekend experience a few months later. I felt disappointed that the second experience was less powerful than the first. There are noticeable unhealthy things in my life. Well, notice this happened after, before, she said, before being promiscuous. So again, she was promiscuous after she went through this freedom experience. So Satan wants you to come out of it, but as you start to come out of it, he attacks harder with other things you might be weak about because he doesn't want you to make progress in this area. See, you've made progress, but you're not finished. Don't assume you're finished just because you make some progress. One thing you need to be sure and do is clean up your house and ask God about any symbols around your home or your life or at work that allow the enemy to have access to you, like the Ouija board that was discussed. There are many symbols that can let him in. But the Bible verse Matthew 12, 45 comes to mind. I feel like there is a symbol or perhaps many symbols in your house that are preventing you from additional progress. Then she says, there are noticeable unhealthy things in my life, including high cortisol, belly fat, and hair loss. Okay, bind the demons attached to these issues and pray the blood of Jesus over these issues. She also says, I battle procrastination and the ability to focus, completing tasks, and at times, even the ability to pray and read the Bible without distraction. Many people who've had a porn issue have this issue. That's covered in Billy's story in podcast 48 or 50, depending on where you look it up. So I would say, bind the demons of procrastination and distraction. Ask God to fill you with His Spirit and help you focus. Then 90 days later, I texted her and said, how you doing? So here's the response. She says, things are definitely improving. I'm facing my situation and sin, and that was needed. The process, as I let go and surrender often, is awakening me to truly wanting God in deeper ways. I have stakes in the four corners of my apartment. Additionally, I'm learning to rebuke darkness and the enemy more. Grateful for you and how God brought us together. So, in conclusion here, I'd say sometimes true freedom and contentment begin to happen after you're surrendering more and more to God and staking the land with His Word. So, in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to ask God the categories of demons you face that need to be bound and gagged in Jesus' name. Luke 10:19. You might pray like this: Lord, I bind and gag these attacking demons in my life, anger, fear, sexual sin, etc. Lord, make me deaf to the voice of the enemy and hear only your voice of truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And let me remind you to keep praying because prayer works. God loves you, and I love you. Have a great day.